Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. You've got a great, great, great program lined up for you today. Let's see. Bottom of hour number two, we'll be joined by Jonathan Emord, attorney Jonathan Emord, and we'll be talking about some of the alternatives to the injection and why these vaccine mandates are really going to become archaic based on some new breakthroughs, including a number of antivirals. And he's written an article about that in Town Hall. So we'll talk about that coming up. Top of the next hour, Michael Dougherty, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, joins me. And I'm really looking forward to having him back on. He and I haven't gotten together and done a show in a while, and I'm very much looking forward to getting with him and having a conversation. Of course, The Devil Inside the Beltway is a book about his fight, his battle against the administrative state, in particular the FTC, and it's been a long, long fight. He has his med lab back up. He has several med labs back up, and he's back at it. But his story is really the story of what happens to somebody when the administrative state decides to target you. And we'll talk about that and the fact that there is a case before the Supreme Court that could well do something about overturning the Chevron doctrine. So we'll talk about that coming up. And let's see, bottom of this hour, coming up on the program, we will have David Wormser will be with us at the bottom of this hour, and I'm looking forward to that. There is a General Rawat in India that died in a very mysterious helicopter accident, and just in the last few days. And the similarities between that and the death of a high-ranking officer in a very similar accident in Taiwan there's a lot of similarities. David will get into that with us. We'll talk about who he was and what he was doing. And one of the issues in particular is the issue of his stance in pushing back against China. China, remember, has declared a war on India. It's not in any of your news articles because mainstream media is all bought and owned by the CCP. They're not gonna tell you about it. I know you say, "Oh, Pastor," I'm telling you, folks, the things that are actually going on that you're not hearing about. I was up last night until about 4 a.m. just praying. I watched Nick Searcy's Capital Punishment, CAPITOL. Nina May will be with us tomorrow. We'll talk more in depth about that. But my next guest, they have someone who has been writing about this. I know he's following what's going on with regards to this. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And my good friend Rick Manning. Rick, welcome and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And, you know, it's Nina May is she's a really great person. Met her on a number of occasions, and just really impressive. And you know, David Wormser, I mean, that guy has got more knowledge in his pinky finger than most people have in their entire body. So you've got some great guests coming on.
I'm really looking forward to today's program and to presenting it. I know you're going to ask about India, so let me give you that. No, I
just, you didn't even let me ask.
Oh, okay, well, go ahead.
Tell me about India.
Oh, would you like to know
weekend?
About
Anything
India?
Great?
No.
Yeah,
so this weekend, my pastor over there was conducting weddings, so we didn't do anything this weekend. However, this next weekend, folks, is going to be slammed. And by the way, I need to let you know that Rick and I, this is our last program together for this year, because I'm taking off the week of Christmas next week, and the week after we'll play some best of programming. And so this is our last program of the year. But next weekend, on my Friday night, their Saturday morning, we'll be putting in our 28th freshwater well. Then that evening we will be having our graduation, and we want to give appreciation, by the way. Gosh, I don't know. Well, I can do that. I can do that. She won't mind if I share the foundation information. So hang on one second. Where is the name of that foundation? Oh, dear. All right. I'm going to waste time here. Apologies. Anyway, a very precious foundation in New Jersey blessed us with the funds necessary to be able to do our graduation for our sewing school for our widows. So we'll be graduating our widow class on Saturday night, our Saturday morning. And then Sunday morning, I'm going to be preaching over there. And after that service, we're handing out 40 winter blankets to 40 of our poor that we minister to over there as well. So freshwater well, sewing machine class graduation, and handing out winter blankets. So a very busy weekend. And folks, if you'd like to help us with an end of year gift, you can do it and find out more about what we're doing at www.cg4i.com. CG4i.com. Okay, that's the deal.
Excellent. It's I have to tell you, it's quite a blessing. Right around, you know, here we are, it'll be a week from Christmas this upcoming weekend, and God's spreading blessings all over India as a result of gifts of people out there who are embracing this ministry. So it's really phenomenal. On India as a whole, and this is what we're going to talk about, but anybody who doubts that China and India are at war, you just need to click on. They're in a hot war right now in the Himalayas, on a shared border. The Chinese have been attacking Indian positions, and it is a, and so you've got, for all, you know, just, there's just no way to dispute, they're in a hot war with a series of skirmishes at the northern border in the Himalayas. And it's and once again, it gets very little attention, but it appears as though the Chinese don't get along with their enemies or anybody else very well. And let's just be aware of that as we continue to buy Chinese imported products and fund their war machine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, the CCP, sadly, I mean, we need to understand, and I made a statement about them and their influence on our media, but I don't think that's an overstatement, quite honestly. They have their tentacles everywhere, and I've talked about how American businesses, the NBA, are all involved. As a matter of fact, I was reading an article when someone had questioned me about this and sent that article that said the NBA coaches said, yeah, we were essentially working for the CCP when we were holding our summer camps over there. So, you know, yes, I mean, the NBA is spending lots of money. And remember how they freaked out when the general manager for the Houston Rockets tweeted out in support of Hong Kong. Well, they freaked out about that because, you know, of all the money that was being invested, the NBA was taking, and they said, we're not going to let any more of your games happen or any more of your games air on our TV stations.
Well, and if you have any other doubts about it, just recognize that ESPN completely whitewashed it. And when they showed a map of China, they included, well, Hong Kong is subsumed, they include Macau is subsumed, and they include Taiwan as being part of mainland China. And so they basically took the Chinese map, and that's what they showed America. And that's what they made their official Chinese-approved map. So, you know, just understand when we're talking about China, there are, you know, Disney has massive interests in China. You know, Viacom, which owns CBS, have massive interests in China. And Comcast has massive interests in China. And that's ABC, NBC, and CBS. So they're looking at chasing a lot of eyeballs for advertising, and that's what's driving them. And unless they get, you know, domestic pushback, you know, that's what's going to continue to drive them. And we just have to understand that our major media companies are nothing, are propagandists for the Chinese Communist Party. And it's just the reality of the world we live in, and we have to get alternative sources and not depend upon them for information, because they will not tell you the truth.
And guard our ears and our minds accordingly. You know, the Word of God talks about how important it is for us to be careful what we put in our ears and what we put in our eyes and what we allow to be you know, to be digested into our system, because what we take in is going to have a significant influence with regards to us. Speaking of taking certain things in, just on the media side, so Chris Wallace yesterday decided that he's leaving Fox News, and yeah, I'm going to try something new is what I heard that he said, and that something new is he's going to go over to CNN. It didn't sound like anything new to me, because I think he was CNN when he was on Fox News, but that's just my personal opinion.
I think, you know, I don't think many people would disagree with you. It's a, you know, I think you're going to look at it. CNN is attempting to do something. They're attempting to become more mainstream in terms of news coverage, and be a news station rather than just a commentary station. And so they believe they're accomplishing that by bringing Chris Wallace on. So that's where they're trying to go, and it's actually a good thing.
Well, I mean, it's not going to hurt to have somebody that's, you know, that's in this, maybe in the center, but
no, they won't be in the center. There just won't be so far left. Let's be clear.
There you go. There you go. Well, we'll be back with, we got more to talk about. One of the things I want to just kind of talk a little bit about when we get back is this, what's gone on with people who simply attended the January 6th event. We'll get into it more with Nina tomorrow, but I want to talk about it.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. So I have watched now, Rick, Tucker Carlson's Patriot Purge, all three parts. And then last night, I watched Nick Searcy's film, and that is called Capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment, C-A-P-I-T-O-L. And, of course, it's speaking about what's happening to the people who attended January 6th. And, I mean, one of these there were a couple of them that really that stood out to me. There were a number of them that stood out to me, okay? There were two men who are friends, a white gentleman and a Hispanic gentleman, and I only bring that up because of how the left, you know, assaults conservatives about being all of us are racist in their opinion.
But these guys went to the Capitol. They're devout men, minister to the homeless. They provide security at their church. And they went down there. They had first aid kits. And they were in fact, you know, they actually didn't go inside of the Capitol. They got to the entrance and they were like, nah, there's something about this just doesn't feel right, doesn't seem right, as I recollect from what I was watching. But at any rate, both of them had their, well, one of them had their doors and actually had the back, the Hispanic gentleman had his door and his back glass slider door busted in. Both of them, you can see, because they actually have a security camera from neighbors and from their own homes and people from their neighborhood that were taking pictures of all of this. They showed up in literally a tank, one of those, you know, civilian crowd control tanks. Okay.
Right.
One of them had a battering ram on it. The gentleman that showed up at, or the people who showed up at the Hispanic gentleman's home, actually had one of those turrets on top, the swiveling turrets. So they had a machine gun. Yeah, turret. Turrets, a swiveling machine gun, and was swiveling the gun, pointing the gun at their neighbors. At the neighbors. The gun pointed at the neighbors. They handcuffed his 12-year-old daughter. Handcuffed her. Handcuffed a 12-year-old girl.
It's appalling.
I mean, and folks, Rick, as Americans, we should be absolutely, I mean, you know, it's, here's the thing, and I'm not, I'm just going to, okay, criminals get taken down by police, resist arrest, and get themselves shot, killed by whatever means, but they're criminals. They're criminals. These are law-abiding Americans who have 50 to 60 armed FBI dressed in military riot gear show up and ravage their homes. There were two elderly women there, twins, that were threatened. There was an 84-year-old woman from Poland that was also threatened, and they went and they busted into her house. Dr. Simone, who is the founder of the doctors, you know, the frontline doctors. Right. Her door was smashed into and she was locked up along with her assistant. They were given no access to a phone call, no access to bathe. She was locked up in solitary confinement for 4 days. Another one for 9 days. Folks, and the result of neighborhoods where criminals resisted arrest and were killed, the result of that is that people like Soros funded the burning down of cities. And yep. Media endorsed it, and we sat back and said, but many, you know, applauded it. No, you know, they're just fighting for their rights, and we need to understand that. I haven't seen any rioting in the streets. I haven't seen any marches. I haven't seen anything, Rick. Go ahead. I'm sorry. It infuriates me.
Yeah, you were so hot that the cops are driving by right outside. I don't know if you heard the siren. Yeah, it's infuriating. It isn't the country we live in and we're supposed to live in. But it is the country we do live in. And as long as the courts allow the Supreme Court, the FBI to act as stormtroopers, guess what you get? This is exactly what you get. We have to cut the funding. We have to stop the militarization of the of our police forces. We have to do it now. And it's a fight worth having. If we don't have it, we know where how that material is going to be used against each one of us.
Absolutely. All right, Rick Manning's been our guest. Back with more coming up.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And I just want to remind you folks, you know, because you may be saying, okay, well, Pastor, you're getting pretty, pretty riled up here about all this. And you know, what is the biblical worldview? Well, how about this one? Psalm 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? Ladies and gentlemen, the same policies that are assaulting the people from January 6th are also the same policies that I've talked about here on the program that are promoting sodomy of our little boys in school, grooming them for what they now call minor attracted persons to sodomize them. But hey, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Send your 5-year-old kid, and by the time he's 7 or 8 years old, he'll be all groomed and all nice and ready for some pervert to sodomize. That's what we're talking about here, okay? Planned Parenthood wants your daughter to get pregnant by the time she's 9 so she can have her first abortion at 9 years old. I'm not making this stuff up. Look up The Mind Polluters movie. The Mind Polluters movie. They have documentation. They show you page by page what's happening to your kids in school. Planned Parenthood petitioned along with the ACLU to give girls the right to go have abortions without parental consent, all the way down to grammar school. If that doesn't bother anybody that's listening, I don't know what to say. I'm sure it does. I'm sure it bothers you. I know that it bothers you, because you're good people, and it infuriates me. David Wormser is my next guest. We were talking about these policies as well. Dr. Wormser is a senior analyst and director for the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship at the Center for Security Policy. Welcome, Dr. Wormser. Welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Pastor.
You know, Evan Sayet, and I know you know Evan, was in Nick Searcy's film, and he was talking about, you know, people who say, well, yeah, okay, but that's, you know, they're not, you know, basically they're not coming after me. You know, they must have done something, you know, really bad, because they wouldn't treat them like that otherwise. And Evan said, you know, they said the same exact thing in Germany in the 1930s. Same thing.
Well, you know, you've had this tendency in Washington over the last 50 years, always from one side, by the way, to criminalize political disagreement. You know, Watergate was too good a crisis to let go and not exploit. So there's been this move ever since then in Washington, almost entirely from the left, to try to find the next scandal to paralyze your political opponent. And that then led into a larger effort to essentially criminalize the views of your opponent. So what we're seeing now is a true assault on the freedom of expression.
Well, and here's something that's interesting too, and my friend Christopher Wright wrote an article about this. I think I'll post this article up, and it's called "The Unraveling of a Modern Day Lynching." Jussie Smollett was found guilty of lying and creating a hoax. Now, I just had Dr. Wilfred Riley on, who wrote the book "Hate Crime Hoax," exactly about this kind of thing. But David, here's the interesting thing. With Jussie Smollett, no one is attacking that. No one is going after him for that. Nobody is making a big deal about that. Why? Folks, because Jussie Smollett's story was the right story. So even though he lied about it, even though it was a lie, even though it was absolutely 100% made up, and he paid the guys, and it was all an acting job and a snow job, and we all got caught up in it, or a lot of people did. Here's the thing. It was the right lie. And so the right lie just proves your point that you just made, Dr. Wormser, that it's all about politics and one side is controlling the narrative.
It started early in the universities 50 years ago with the rise of what was called the narrative. It was Edward Said, a Palestinian professor of English literature at Columbia University, started this idea that fiction was a greater truth than reality, mixing reality and fiction. And the basic point was that the narrative may not tell the truth, but it approximates a greater truth. And of course, he had to do that because his persona, his big claim to fame was he was this Palestinian, except he was born in Egypt, lived in Egypt, and was Egyptian. So, you know, right at the beginning, there was already kind of a... And so you had Rigoberto Menchú, who got the Nobel Prize, writing about how the cruelty of the right in Central America, in a war in Central America, how the cruelty of the right killed her brother, except she didn't have that brother, and he wasn't killed because he didn't exist. And she admitted that she lied, but she said it approximated a greater truth. You have the same thing with two Palestinian massacres that then became this big thing. And again, well, yeah, okay, they didn't really happen, but it is, you know, approximates a greater truth. Then you had AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, a year ago say, listen, the facts sometimes get in the way of understanding. I.e., you know, if the facts don't agree with me, then, but, you know, the narrative triumphs over facts. And this is the obscuring of fiction and reality. You see it with these docudramas that are emerging, you know, with Oliver Stone and so forth, where when they get too much heat, they say, well, it's just fiction. But the fiction is really meant to portray a new reality. And then people can't tell the difference. So there's been this deliberate attempt, this deliberate war on fact and truth. There are objective truths out there. The sun exists. We can't deny the sun exists. You know, there are certain.
The earth is round. The earth is round. Yeah. There is a moon. Yeah. There are astronauts that actually orbited the moon and landed on the moon. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the United States is a country that was free before just about any other country on the face of the earth in 1776. This is a fact. This is not an interpretation or a narrative. It's a fact. So they just, this is the assault, the deepest assault the left is having that is unraveling and destroying Western civilization of the last 2,500-3,000 years, which is to unravel the concept of truth and fact. And if you can't have truth and fact, you can't have logical debate. And at that point, there is no debate. It's all a power play. Who has the power and how to impose it on another? Because public debate is based on the idea of common truth and logic.
And that speaks to a topic we want to get into relative to what's happening, internationally, but it's also impacting us here, David, and that is the CCP. And a particular story that I don't think is being discussed very much, but it's very near and dear to my heart. And the reason it's very near and dear to my heart is because of all the ministry that I happen to do in India, and that is that there was a death of a very high ranking general that died in a helicopter crash, and there seems to be some very close connectivity relative to how it happened and so on, to a helicopter crash that killed a general, Shen Yimeng, and seven other high-ranking generals or officials, two generals, in Taiwan. Can you speak about what happened to General Rawat and why his death is significant? Because there was he was doing something relative to China and being pretty vocal, and I believe it was is that he was calling out the CCP for what they were doing. But you know that story. Talk to me about it, if you would, please.
Well, with both the Taiwanese general and the Indian general, they were known to be both the most capable and the real linchpin of the defense structures of both countries, as well as the most tough and sober-minded on the issue of China. So they were, so to speak, the most anti-Chinese and the most capable and intelligent and efficient and basically exactly who you'd want to have in that position. And they both met with a very similar demise. I haven't seen, at least, I don't think there are videos of the helicopter crash in India that start from the moment of trouble. But we do have a video of it starting later, and it's a very odd-looking fireball from the beginning, and that's
right.
Unusual.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Dr. David Wormser. We need to unravel what's going on and the conflict between India and China that is escalating without any coverage. Back with more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I just want to very quickly say thank you to all those of you that are watching us on TECN-TV. TECN-TV.com, the Exceptional Conservative Network, TECNTV.com. We want to encourage you. You can watch us live over there each and every day from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're on for 2 hours, and I want to encourage you to do that. Also want to encourage you to support our sponsors. Patriot Mobile's one of those great sponsors. Want to encourage you to support them. The only Christian conservative mobile phone company in America. On all the big towers, they've got all the great coverage, great rates, and great customer service right here in America. And they support the things that we believe in. And I encourage you to check them out. 972-PATRIOT. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. That's 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get a free activation by using the chosen code or go to the website. And best way to get there and get that free activation is to go patriotmobile.com/chosen. patriotmobile.com/chosen. Be sure and check that out. We've got a couple of new sponsor things going on, including an immune pack that I highly recommend. These are products that I personally take, and they have dramatically helped me in huge ways, and I encourage you to do the same thing. And get over to CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com. Use that link, sign up for an account. You can pick up the immune pack, and it will deliver vitamins and minerals and so forth. Anyway, CGRWellness.com. All right, I want to get right to our guest, and Dr. David Wormser is with me. We're talking about the issue with India and China. And I just want to encourage you folks to be following what's going on over there. David, talk to me, if you would, about your thoughts again. We're talking about, you know, what happened with the general and the significance of this loss and the aggression of the CCP against China that's not being reported.
Yeah, you know, about a year ago, the Chinese pretty much said the border is meaningless, and they sent thugs, literally with axes and pickaxes and so forth, to attack, which is typical. It's sort of like not a real attack, but it is an attack that killed people. And so since, the Indians and Chinese have been in a very tense state. But why would China do this? The question is, they're a nuclear power. India's a nuclear power. Do they really want a war, especially when we keep hearing about Taiwan? The thing is, China thinks strategically, and there's two very important things that they're looking at. One is, they want to divide India from its allies, which, unfortunately for us, but they are allied with Russia. And the second thing is that India has certain relations in Central Asia. China is aligned with Pakistan and wants to separate India. It wants to basically create a land bridge. You have to imagine the geography a little bit, but you've got to create a land bridge between China and Pakistan. And to do that, you occupy part of India. The second thing is, the Indians need water. And first of all, to deny water to the Indians. But second of all, to seize water for their massive energy shortage, and also mining activities that they have throughout eastern part of their western part of their country. So they need to occupy, in their mind, they need to occupy the Himalayas, which is the continental divide, and the water, who controls it, controls where the water flows, either to India more or to China. So there's all sorts of issues, but it speaks to the core issue, which is, this leadership in China under the Communist Party is A, ideological, and B, imperial. And it is acting like that. It is preparing for it. It is asserting itself, and it seeks global domination. It says so. It says that its system is proven to be superior to anybody else's. So we have to really look at China in that framework, that everything now has to be understood as part of a strategy to assert their domination and superiority.
David, I want to stop you, Doctor, for just a second. It's interesting because, you know, over here domestically, we have this leftist academia that is pushing America evil because of something called colonialism, right? The America is evil because of colonialism. But if I'm not mistaken, imperialism is a form of colonizing, and the CCP's what is it called? The Road and
Belt and Road
Initiative is
is right now, modern day, happening as we speak. It is China's methodology to colonize through economic terrorism these poor countries by giving them loans with all kinds of strings attached, knowing that they will default, and then defaulting those loans and going in and basically inserting itself and taking over.
Yeah, you got that exactly right. If you look at what's happening in Africa, country after country has been pushed into these cheap, massive infrastructure projects, like trains and dams and so forth, and roads, that were not appropriate to those countries, didn't service any real need. But they were pushed into it by various world organizations, by the way, that the Chinese also control. It's not only the World Health Organization that they seem to dominate, but a lot of them. So they were pushed into these places saying, well, if you want to develop, you need to accept these sorts of projects. The Chinese then moved in with very cheap offers that were subsidized by them, where they provide the financing. But then the terms were such that these countries have defaulted. So whether you're looking at Congo or you're looking at various countries in the whole Sub-Saharan Africa region, one after the other is defaulting to the Chinese, and the Chinese essentially now are taking over those countries. In the most obnoxious and high-handed colonial behavior.
It's dangerous, it's scary, because what are they doing? They're bringing up, Taiwan, for example, they're looking for essential minerals to exploit that. Folks, we better be getting our eyes open. Thank you, Dr. David. Okay, we got a couple more seconds. I thought we were dying right at the top of the hour. At any rate, my apologies. But yeah, it's very dangerous. It's very scary. And we need to be paying very close attention to what's going on. Dr. David Wormser has been our guest.
How often does your family team huddle up? Jefferson Bethke says that's really important.
If you have a weekly thing on the calendar of like, we are a team, here's our mission, here's why we exist, here's the list of things we're trying to decide this week, it's crazy how that keeps you oriented.
We'll hear about building a strong family team and taking back your family this week on Family Life Today with Dave and Ann Wilson.